How may I help you?
Hello.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for your billing department.
For our billing department, can I ask who am I speaking with?
I'm sorry.
Can I ask who am I speaking with?
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit better, yes, thank you.
All right, so can I ask who am I speaking with?
My name is Bobby.
Dolly. Just hold the line.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for staying online. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Thomas.
Thomas. Hey, Thomas. I need to speak with somebody in your billing department.
Definitely. May I know what's the concern?
I'm sorry?
May I know what's the concern? I might help you out with it.
What is the concern? What is your role there at the company, Thomas?
I am the senior manager.
You're the senior manager?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you able to handle accounting issues?
I surely can. Yep.
Okay, our connection's a little. Can you hear me okay?
Of course, I can't hear you properly.
Okay, great. Thanks, Thomas. So I am calling because I had hired your company to do some work for me a couple months ago. Unfortunately, the company was never able to deliver anything that they said they were going to do. The work that they delivered just didn't even apply to my business. You know, it was just the work was just very amateur, unfortunately. Long story short, I requested a refund.
Okay.
I spoke with Sam, and Sam said yes, he was going to refund me my money. You know, confirmed it in an email, and I was told that I was going to get my refund at the end of February, around February 27th or the 28th. I followed up. They told me that it was processed. They told me I should have it in 24 to 48 hours. I waited 3 days, 72 hours. I never got it. I am now into April, and I still don't have my refund.
Oh my God.
And,
Okay. Could you please let me know who's handling this project for you?
the person that I was working with Arthur, and then Sam is the one that I spoke to regarding the refund. And
Oh.
I have exchanged multiple emails with Arthur, and he's like, "Have you called your credit card company?" And I said, "Yes, I have called my credit card company, but it's not the credit card company's responsibility to chase you guys." I'm like, "You guys said you were going to give me my money back because unfortunately you guys were not able to deliver what you said you were going to." I said, "So I want my money back." You know, here's
And
the
what
thing, Thomas,
exactly was, I
I
would just
paid you
ask
guys
you one question,
$2,000, Thomas.
ma'am. I totally understand your point here, and I truly apologize for what happened. That shouldn't have happened, but I need to know, like, what exactly was the date then that you paid the first payment?
The date that I paid,
Like, how
the
much money do
I
you
paid in
want?
full.
Like, what's the refund percentage that you're, like, going to get?
$2,000.
The whole money?
My re pardon?
You have paid like 2,000 so far to us, or more than that?
I paid $2,000. Nope, I paid $2,000 and I agreed to accept $1,700. I said, "You know what? I will give you guys $300 for the little work that you did do for me, which was really nothing." I said, "I will give you guys, because unfortunately, the company wasted my time. I hired you guys for the holidays because I needed a marketing company to run my ads and create, you know, do the social media content and everything for, you know, for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day." And unfortunately, the company could not do anything. I mean, it was terrible. The ads that they ran were wrong. And so anyway, I said, "You know what?" When I spoke
Okay.
with Sam, I said, "Sam, I will give you $300. Just refund me $1,700 and that's it. We'll call it a day." He's like, "Okay, I'll have it. You know, you'll refund it on the 27th or the 28th. And like I said, here I am in April and I still don't have it. But you guys were paid on November 1st, $2,000.
Okay, and November 1st, last November, right?
Correct, of 2022. Actually, my invoice from you guys, the invoice, it says October 31st.
Okay. All right, I
And you know
think.
what? And I guess what's frustrating for me, Thomas, is that, you know, every time I asked to speak to somebody in billing, I kept getting the runaround. Like and honestly, even with the work that was getting done, I kept getting the runaround. And I kept telling Arthur that. I said, Arthur, I feel like you guys are giving me the runaround. Like, you know, they were like, oh, we're going to fix this. We're going to fix that. And I'm like, you guys are not doing anything that I'm asking you to do. So, unfortunately, I was very disappointed with the company because he sold himself like you guys were this great company and you guys really knew what you were doing. And unfortunately, 3 months later, I had no marketing campaign. I had nothing to use, and I was out $2,000. So,
actually, that's upsetting for sure.
I'm hoping you can help me.
I think I can, but, you know, like there is another client that I spoke to last week, had a similar kind
mm-hmm.
of, but like that client didn't want to continue. Like they didn't even start working on their projects, but
mm-hmm.
they wanted the money back, and they paid in October.
Mm-hmm.
So the payments which were taken
mm-hmm.
in October, why,
mm-hmm.
like, they cannot be refunded, there's a reason behind it. And I had, like, we had a detailed meeting with the billing regarding this. Why they cannot refund that money? Because it is related with the payment merchant that we use for the payments. So due to some reasons
mm-hmm.
that the payment merchant was blocked. So how it works
mm-hmm.
is, like, here, I'm sure, like, you're not going to understand this, but my job is to tell you this. I'll tell how it works, basically. So how it works, once you receive a payment through a payment merchant, which we do, and let's
mm-hmm.
say the payment merchant is no more with us, and the payment which was taken through that merchant, if you want that
mm-hmm.
payment to be refunded, if you want to refund that payment, you have to be connected with that same merchant, which unfortunately, which we are not. So that is, I
mm-hmm.
think that is kind of a reason that we are not able to refund the money. But you have the 100% authorization to contact the bank and let them know to file a dispute on it. If you file a dispute on it, you'll get the money back right away through that bank. So the bank, I think, like, can help you out in this case. Unfortunately, we cannot. Even if you want to, you can file a dispute for the whole payment. You can take the whole money back. But I think, like, you have to involve bank into this. You know? Like, I'm being very transparent to you right now. Trust me with it.
I have to enroll into what? I'm sorry?
You have to involve the bank into this case. So they can fight it for you.
Oh,
Involve the bank.
Oh, no,
yeah.
No. I did already. I did involve the bank, but here's the problem. So, because I paid with my credit card,
mm-hmm.
when you have anytime you have a credit card transaction, you only have 60 days. So, because this has been over 60 days, the credit card company can't do anything because it's Visa. Visa won't, you know, after 60 days, Visa unfortunately can't help us. You know, Visa is telling me that I have to go back to the merchant. I have to go back to you guys, you know, to request the refund. Because Visa already, you know, the 60 days have already passed.
Well, it doesn't happen like this because, you know, like, I'll be very honest with you, ma'am. Like, you're not the only client who was, like, is asking for the refund. There are tons of other clients, like, who we refund the money, who file disputes, who file chargebacks. And, like, I don't think, like, this 60 days thing, like, if the client is filing a dispute after 3 months, 4 months, it's possible they take this money back. And that's how, like, it works. And I don't know, like, what's happening. But, of course, like, we are here, we're talking because we need to find a resolution for this. Like, we have to fix this
mm-hmm.
issue. But we're talking. So what I can mm-hmm. do, like, I personally cannot, like, right now, I cannot help you out with anything yet. But I have to involve myself into this case. I'll go ahead and speak with the billing, and then you can call me back. I can give you my number if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, like, I'll try.
So if your merchant is no longer set up with whatever
mm-hmm.
the credit card company is or whatever, then what are my options? Because I want my money back, and I'm going to get my money back. I've had to file a complaint with the Attorney General. I had to file a complaint with the FTC as well,
mm-hmm.
and they've instructed me to file a complaint with the IC3 as well. And that's basically the FBI. And I said to them, I don't think I need to file a complaint with the FBI. I said, I feel like this company, you know, will work with me and give me my money back. I said, however, I said, I'm going to make another attempt, which, you know, I spoke, because I just spoke with them like an hour ago. So I said, I'm going to reach out to them again. I'm going to try the number on their website and see if I can get in touch with somebody in billing and see if I can get somebody to work with me so that we don't have to go any further, you know, because, you know, I feel like, you know, like the company stole from me, you know, Robust stole, you know, $2,000 from me and they didn't deliver anything. And that's not right. You know, companies like this can't take advantage of people,
can
you know, regardless.
Can we work on something? Like, can we deliver you something if you want? Some work?
You know, unfortunately, the company just didn't have the experience that I was, you know, they couldn't do anything for me, honestly. Like, they couldn't even create a simple banner that was good enough to match the website and put the banner.
Now I think, like, the Pardon? First... Who was right? Like I think, like the person who was actually working on this project, he or she was not able to do it. But of course, like we have tons of clients working for us. They're happy. Like a lot of clients are happy. We have achieved like a lot, like bigger websites that like a lot of other functionalities. We have worked on mobile applications as well. We have developed and designed mobile applications as well. So I don't think like it's an expertise kind of an issue. It's some sort of an issue like that person that you were dealing with who was not able to do it for you. If you give us a chance to, like, work on it, I can give you the best man to work on this and deliver you something that what you wanted.
I gave you guys more than 3 months to work on this. And they actually tried other people. They gave me to other people, too. Like, you know, Arthur would be like, oh, I'm going to check with my team, or I'm going to check with this person, or I'm going to check with that person, and we're going to do this and do that. So I had hired them to create and manage my social media and run ads for me. That's what I really needed. And then I asked them to create a banner just to put it on my website, you know, saying we're running a sale, and the banner was wrong. The English, the verbiage was wrong. Like, the grammar was wrong. Everything was just so wrong. And I'm like, so I immediately said to them, I said, hey, and I gave them so many opportunities. I mean, I just didn't say, hey, that's it, I'm done. No, I gave them many opportunities. Like I said, I hired you guys in October. We started working together November 1st, and I canceled February 1st. I was like, I'm done. I can't wait anymore. I missed the whole holiday season. $2,000, plus I missed out on all these sales, too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that was very frustrating for me. And now I simply just want my money back. You know, even though I'm going to lose, I mean, I lost a lot of money, plus I lost, you know, what I paid. So I just want my money back, you know, and I feel it very unfair that this company is giving me such a hard time to refund me my money.
Ma'am, I truly
I don't understand it.
All, appreciate you, like, talking, still talking nicely to us, and I totally appreciate that. And in fact, like, we are at the wrong site, like, we didn't provide you the right work, and that's totally our mistake, and still you were talking nicely and requesting a refund. But
I've been nice since day one, and you know, because I'm a business owner, and I know you guys have a business to run too. But what I'm asking for, I don't feel like is unrealistic. I'm just asking you to please give me back my money, and I'm even settling for $1,700. I'm like, keep $300. I don't care. Just give me back $1,700 because, you know, I can't pay you guys for something you never did. You know, like, you can't justify that, unfortunately.
Makes sense. 100% makes sense. But, yeah, let me, because, you know, like, I don't know what's going on right now on this project and what has been going on. Whatever you're telling me, I'm believing it. And I would have to speak to Arthur and Sam about this, like, what exactly was happening, who is this client, and what's the total, like, whole scenario. I need to know this. I need to know the other side of the story. And I will give you a call myself tomorrow. And you can write down my name if you want to. Sorry, my number if you want to.
Mm-hmm. You know, I honestly, I don't know what more needs to be discussed. I mean, I don't know if you can. I mean, yes. I mean, obviously, you can speak to Arthur and to Sam. Sam was
the reason.
That
I told you the reason why
Arthur
we cannot refund the money. I told you the reason, like, why we cannot refund the money.
What was the reason?
Like,
because you guys no longer work with that merchant? Is that what you said?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, like, we have to, like, reverse the transaction through the merchant, and that merchant is no longer working with us. So that's why, like, we cannot reverse that transaction anymore. What we have to do, and by the end of the day, we would have to, like, transfer the money from the company's account to your account. That would be an ACS transfer. Like, I think, like, that would be the last solution that we should do. And,
What do you mean transfer from? one account to the other. I'm confused.
How refund works, like that you made a transaction on October 31st, mm-hmm. and if you want
mm-hmm.
that money back, that same transaction will be reversed. Send it,
mm-hmm.
like, they'll come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But we do not have
mm-hmm.
that access to that transaction anymore, so there's no point that we can transfer you that money. So that was the reason
mm-hmm.
that we were not able to transfer the money to you. But let me just, like, go ahead and speak with mm-hmm. Sam and Arthur, like, who has been working on it
okay.
for you. Yeah,
sure.
Not billing, if, or after billing, what? After that billing. But first, I need to know, like, what has been happening on the site, what's the
mm-hmm.
project, what we are
mm-hmm.
doing, what we're charged, and I don't know
mm-hmm.
nothing. Like, whatever I'm understanding,
yeah.
it's from you right now. I don't understand, like, what has been happening. I need to look at it first, and then
mm-hmm.
we may talk to each other once again. I still cannot promise you, like, I'm not here to make fake promises here that the money will be refunded to you, but I might give you an answer tomorrow. But I cannot give you an answer.
I don't understand why the money would not be refunded to me, though. Why would the money not be refunded to me?
I will connect to you with the billing, for sure. Give me a day.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
So you're not in billing then?
Of course not. I told you I'm a manager.
Okay. Yeah, but I had asked if you are able to handle billing, you know, our accounting issues, and you said yes.
Yes,
that
exactly.
Why
That's
I
what
asked.
I'm saying. I'll connect you with them, but
mm-hmm.
I need to look into this case myself as well. Because I run the show here,
but
I need to know everything.
You know, no, and I understand that, but here's the problem that I have with that. You know, I have been talking to Arthur for, you know, like I said, for months now.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time, I just spoke with him like a week ago, and he said the same thing to me. He's like, you know, call me, and he's like, and I'll transfer you to billing, is what he said. So then he called me, and then we spoke on the phone, and he's like, I'm going to have billing call you. And this was over a week ago. Your billing department has not called me yet. So then I emailed him, and I said, Arthur, I said, what is the phone number for your billing department? I said, or contact. I said, I need to speak with somebody. I said, I am, you know, I'm losing my patience. I'm like, this is just nuts. I'm like, you guys have completely taken advantage of me. I said, you guys have taken my money. I said, and have not been able to deliver anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then he replied back to me in an email, and he's like, well, go through your credit card company. That's how most people get their money back. And I'm like, really? And I'm like, it's not the credit card company's responsibility to chase you guys. I'm like, you guys should do the ethical thing and refund the customer their money because you guys were not able to deliver. Bottom line.
Yeah.
I mean, I
would agree to that. I would agree to that, but
if that was you, Thomas, I'm sure you wouldn't want to be paying for something that you didn't get. You know,
true
you're
that.
Not going to go to the store and go buy something and then, you know, return it and not get your money back, you know?
True.
Like,
totally agree with you.
I get it. You know, I mean, I even had to file a complaint with the Better Business Bureau, and the Better Business Bureau, you know, actually got back to me, and they can't even find you guys. So that's even more concerning.
What?
You know, the Better Business Bureau cannot find you guys. Nope. They have no record of you guys. The address that's being used is not even a legitimate address. It was, it's a virtual address.
It's a virtual address.
So
yeah, it is. It is. Like, because
yeah.
most of the people are, like, working from home. Like, we have hundreds of people working for us in multiple states. And that's
mm-hmm.
a virtual address that we have taken. Yeah, that's right. That's right. But, like, we are
mm-hmm.
registered with Better Business Bureau. That's not possible.
They said
that's
that
what
you guys,
they're saying. That's not
yeah.
possible.
No, they said that the company is not, and then that is why they referred me to the Attorney General, and the
mm-hmm.
Attorney General, you know, took the complaint, and then the FTC also took the complaint, but then they also wanted me to move forward to file with the IC3, but doing that's basically the FBI.
But we haven't
at this point, I'm like, I wanted to try and
get
this resolved.
Anything like
result.
That. They're not taking that complaint seriously because we have never received any sort of
filed.
Complaint like this.
No, these were just filed yesterday. These were all just filed yesterday. The Better Business Bureau was filed, actually. The Better Business Bureau, that complaint was actually filed like 3 weeks ago or a month ago when I wasn't getting any resolution. And then they got back to me they got back to me just last week, Thursday, Friday. So I followed up with them. And that is, you know, basically what they have, you know, instructed me to do. So I just filed, and I emailed Arthur this yesterday, and I told him, I said, I just got off the phone with the FTC, filed a complaint with them, that's the Federal Trade Commission, and then I filed with the Attorney General as well. I mean, and I can send you the complaints because I have them, and I'm sure they will be reaching out to whoever they need to within your company to try and get this resolved. But I will say this, that the lady that I spoke to at the Federal Trade Commission, she, you know, suggested to reach back out to you guys again, make another attempt to try and get this resolved. You know, they're like, if you can talk to somebody, speak with the billing, see if we can get this resolved.
Are they willing to handle the case for you?
Pardon?
Are they willing to handle this case for you?
They've taken the complaint, yes. So I don't know if you're familiar with how it works.
But I need to know, like, what they're going to do about it. I need to know that.
Well, they'll investigate your company is what it, that's what they do. I don't know if you're familiar with how they work. But the Federal Trade Commission and the Attorney General, that's what protects people like us from companies that, you know, basically try to scam you out of money. Bottom line. And they investigate the companies, and if they have to prosecute the companies, they will. That's what they do. You know, if they're pretty serious organizations. I don't know if you guys are not familiar with them. I don't know where you're
like
located.
It's like stressing me out.
Are you located in the United States?
We are. It's stressing me out right now. So, Bobby, I'll just like get off the phone. I'll just get off the phone and I'll speak to these guys. Let me speak to these guys.
I'll send you copies of the complaint because the complaints are going to investigate your company.
Can you email it to me?
To a resolution.
Please email it to me at
Pardon?
Thomas. Email it to me at Thomas
you
at
guys,
Robust. Thomas at Robust
hold on.
Web Design.
Is it TH?
OMAS.
TH? OMAS at Robust.
Webdesigns.com.
Web design.
No, web. With an S.
With an S, right? Okay. I got to pull it up. I'm going to send you a copy. You guys should have gotten the Attorney General, because I actually gave them Arthur's email address. The Attorney General may have emailed him a copy of the complaint or not. I don't know, but I can tell you when I file. I can give you the exact date. I'll email it to you.
Sure.
And what is your number? Thomas, sorry, I didn't get your number. I got your email, but not your number.
408.
Mm-hmm.
740.
Sure.
3663. You may text me with your
name. I will get this information over to you.
Sure.
Pardon?
You may text me with your name.
Text you? I can text you at that number?
Yeah, you can text.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to email it to you. I have to pull up the email, and I will send you a copy of the complaint.
Sure. Thank you. I'll be waiting for it.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.